You thought that was funny. Holmberg's morning sickness. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D. All right, Christy and the llama aren't going anywhere. We're keeping Christy, Jolene, and the llama are staying.
That Ian's here. Chilling.
It's,
hey, Ian.
It's very Superman 3. Do you remember when Robert Vaughn had all those exotic animals?
No.
If you're going to take this home.
No.
Yeah.
You remember in Superman 3 should never be a sentence anybody starts with.
Was
you remember
the, in Superman 3? Richard Pryor?
You know what that does to me? That makes me just go, I'm going to go to the other side of the bar.
I can't remember which.
I think that was Richard Pryor.
Richard
yeah,
Pryor wasn't
Richard
Superman.
Richard Pryor, yeah.
It's actually not a terrible Superman.
Animals? Oh, so now you're backing down on
but
my
statement.
But
nobody remembers it. It's not a lead.
I remember it as the bloke from The Man from U.N.C.L.E. who had a load of exotic animals in his house, which was my point. If you're going to take the llama home, there's the circle.
I would be in Superman 3. I would then be recreating.
You'd be
Superman
like the man who's now dead from Man from U.N.C.L.E. Or maybe you could be like Manimal.
Yeah. Right. I want this llama so much.
I can see that.
It is adorable.
Now, do they...
And I want to cuddle with it, and I want to hold it, and I want to be around it all the time.
Are they as cuddle-friendly when they get older, though?
Don't care.
Okay.
I'll train it.
I'd like to teach it to be a frisbee llama.
On the beach?
Yeah.
Well, you can ride it when they get...
No. That's a camel.
No, you could ride llamas.
They're half their weight.
My daughter rode one at...
Well, little ones. Yeah, you, little people can.
Little people.
You could ride a
llama. I could ride a llama.
Right, I couldn't. I'm a full-grown man.
But then we could get some dwarves around to the house for some llama fun.
Well, that's
now
Christy, do you have dwarves at the zoo?
Yeah.
Do you know the story of Utabanga?
Oh, no.
Come here for a second. I've got to teach you some stuff. Now, you taught us so much today about zoo life. Utabanga, and get over here. Ian, scoot over one. Or you can be right there. Utabanga was in the 19-teens, maybe early 20s. Utabanga, you'll love this story because now we've gotten to know you.
Yeah.
At the end of this, you're going to go, I hate you, John. Utabanga was a pygmy man that in Africa they took, and he was a man. He was just a guy. And they put him in a cage in the Bronx Zoo as one of the primates. And left him there
years. Well, no, as a basically...
It was an exhibit.
Yeah.
But he was in the primate area.
But
he wasn't with them, but he had his own little cage with them. And Utabanga was just a guy. And people would walk by and go, oh, that's a really neat one. And they didn't know for sure.
Because he's from the tribe. They would file
their teeth.
Their teeth
into
like
points. There he is. There's Utabanga.
Yep. There's Utabanga.
So Utabanga's like, please, no more. I don't want any more people. And they're like, shut up. You're an animal. And they put him in the thing and with all the other primates, not with them, but like in the same section. And Utabanga, then there was a law passed that you can't do that anymore.
Well, we were good. You know, the United States was good because they bought Uda from the African slaves.
Is this
traders.
When
you know,
Brady defends it?
Yeah,
this is what we're building up to. Brady's like, well, it was all right. The states
they're
were
like,
fine.
Look, make America great again. Oda came into the room with the hotel where they were staying, like, all right, how much for him?
And then he ends up like so depressed because he's like, I'm a zoo creature and this is terrible and I have nothing. They let him loose. Like, I'm sorry.
And
about
he had
that.
A family.
And he shot himself.
Kids.
Why did you bring me in on this story?
Because it's a zoo animal. I thought you knew about this.
Oh, my gosh. No, I did not.
You guys don't have any of those?
What he's basically saying is, you know how In-N-Out have a secret menu? Have you got that at your place is where this is going?
You know, I can see most of it
If you've got a special pass to go to the secret garden.
You didn't know about Utabanga? All the zoo studies, they didn't warn you, like, be careful. Sometimes you're going to think.
Learn about it?
Look at the crowd in the zoo.
Look at that. Look at the people that wanted to see
in New York. And where do they bury him when he dies? Lynchburg, Virginia.
Is that
course.
Right? Good Lord, man.
Yeah. I can't believe Channel 3 haven't brought this up on a Saturday morning.
It would be great if you brought Utabanga in, though, and go, look what we've got here.
Well, and just
see if Jamie
have,
touches
like,
its face.
Pivotal moments in your career and life lessons. This was a life lesson.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I am definitely going to be more prepared.
Tell people how you found out. Tell people how you found out you were Jewish. That's a great story.
Oh, my gosh.
It was off the air. She told us, she's on the cover of Jewish Life magazine. She goes, that's how I found out I was Jewish. They put you on the cover of the magazine.
You have to understand, everything that's off air on this show is on air in about 60 seconds.
She goes, I pointed to it. That's how I found out.
They asked me if I'd be on the cover, and then I did some genetic research and found out I was Jewish.
But they asked
you
before?
No.
We'd be on the cover of a magazine. We don't even care if you're Jewish.
Yeah. Totally.
But
kidding.
You.
No, okay, so I have a genetic mutation that they linked back. To the Jewish people on my mother's side, so technically I am Jewish.
When they said that you got to be a
rabbi, and was like, "Yes,
you're
you can
Jewish.
Be Jewish."
Yeah, we're going to do the genealogy test, not the Elizabeth Warren one, because we need this one to come up good.
So you're a mutant Jew.
A mutant Jew.
That's
I've
what
never
you
been
said.
She was kind of talking.
You said there's a mutation that makes
it's
you
a
Jewish.
Genetic mutation that they traced back to a very small Jewish colony.
Huh. And that gives you enough.
The Ashkenazi.
An elite tribe.
Yeah. What's your superpower?
Yeah. You have to have a mutant power.
Let me think.
What would your superpower be? You know, we should have her replace Dale.
What's Dale's
Dale? He has no power. Dale got fired, and he used to be on this show with us, but he made a bunch of people angry. He used to play football, and we used to have Ian and Dale go back and forth because they're polar opposites.
Yeah.
You can be the new Dale.
You have to hate Ian, though.
Yeah, you have to. Well, he liked Ian. They were playful.
Yeah, I'm seeing Dale this afternoon. We got a little date.
They're buddies.
He used to be the most homophobic person in the world. Now he's like, "Are we meeting at 4:30? I'm like, "Wow, you've turned the corner, Mr. Dallas Cowboys."
That's interesting.
Maybe we could. And to be honest, Eric has got the monopoly on the hate. He always did.
That's all right.
Dale was just stupid, and he came around to being like, "Ian's all right."
Yeah. You're not homophobic, are you?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Well, I would be offended around Ian too much.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, I love Ian.
Do you?
Yeah.
You know Ian well?
Yeah. Well, I feel like because I listen to you.
There you go.
Oh, what are you listening to him for? What about Larry?
No, I listen to all you guys.
You do not.
Larry's just so dull.
Oh.
Whoa. Ian. What's going on here?
Come on. This is his house. You can't do that.
Okay.
oh, man.
You listen to Ian?
Mm-hmm.
You don't listen to this
The correct answer is yes.
When you started,
yeah,
I was like, "Oh my gosh, this accent!"
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
And then you found out he was gay, and you're like, "Sorry, I'm Jewish anyway."
What's that got to do with it?
He can't date. She can't date you.
Like, I'm wondering if you would like
just to date a Jew, right?
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That once you're on the cover of Jewish Life magazine,
so gay's not a wild card.
No. She can't even hang out with you very long. She can hire you to like do stuff around
the
house.
Okay.
And decorate, but that's about it. Yeah. You don't listen to this show.
No, I love this show.
No, you.
I just.
It's lies.
No, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I think it's really funny.
I think what she said, she listens to this show and then she listens to my show.
That's what happens.
And then after that, you know, she's doing Channel 3.
That's right. Yeah. Are you a rock person?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Who knew? Who would
have guessed? I grew up listening to this show.
Don't say that like I'm 100 years old. Grew up listening to this show.
Well, no. And I remember when.
He had hair.
That never happened. That was never a thing.
That
was gone when I started.
All right.
Yeah,
no, I love rock.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I love rock. I love 90s country. I love alternative. I kind of love everything classic rock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's one thing you don't like?
I'm not into like the newer stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like the newer trendy.
Yeah.
EDM.
And like pop EDM.
Yeah. And a lot of like the newer country, newer pop. I'm just not that familiar.
We should do football picks with Christy and Ian.
Yeah.
I bet she'd beat you, and then Dale would be even more.
Oh, I'd be so. Imagine Dale is so like he hasn't advanced since the 1970s. So if he got beaten by a girl and a gay, can you imagine? Yeah.
Oh my god!
Can I dress as Utabanga and be in your zoo?
Oh my god!
Just for a day,
just for a thing, just like a throwback. This is wrong.
I'll bring a nail file, and we'll get going on his teeth to make it look authentic.
And I'll just sit there like this used to be a thing. And I'll put gray makeup on so it looks black and white.
And Brady can parade outside saying, "But don't forget what America did for this man."
I'm Rutabanga's trainer. I'll do some exhibitions. We'll go in there and have little shows and have you do some stuff.
What did you think of the dolphin killing that was going on over down the road?
Oh my gosh! What kind?
Jolene, did you have an opinion about that? Remember when they were killing dolphins over there in the slow cove, I call it?
See, this show can go from happy, bright, and gay to very serious.
Well, she's an animal expert. While we got her, we might as well abuse that, right?
Okay, so...
Because I went on record immediately.
I absolutely wouldn't refer to...
The slow cove?
To what was going on is the dolphin killing.
Yeah.
But I don't know that much about it, so it's hard for me to comment.
Well, I can tell you. They stuffed dolphins in the desert and they killed them, so...
Well, they have dolphins in Vegas at the Mirage, but I think it's enclosed.
It's indoors.
Yeah.
We had dolphins outside. That's not a good thing.
Well, no, humans don't want to be outside for 4 months of the year here.
Right.
Right.
Why would a dolphin?
Mm. So I don't have an inside source over there, so I'm with you guys, where I'm just waiting to hear.
Yeah, but if somebody said we're going to start a dolphin pool in the desert, is your hand going up for that?
So...
Yeah, you can't.
Funny you say that. Come Monday.
Yeah. Oh, no. Are you guys starting a dolphin pool? Don't do it.
Are you trying to get her in trouble?
No,
or
I don't want to. I'm trying to help. Because
she's bringing in a baby dolphin.
What's going to get her in?
Our future plans of having dolphins. No, I'm just
no don't do
I'm
it.
Kidding.
Yeah,
totally
yeah. I'll tell you right now. Don't do that.
No. So we actually had the first marine mammal born in the state of Arizona. We have a really successful sea lion breeding program.
Okay.
Yeah, our sea lions are fantastic. They're thriving. We have a beautiful sea lion.
They're a little hardier.
They're horny.
Right.
I mean, so breeding is a sign of a very healthy, well-adjusted animal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But they can sit in the sun a little bit better.
Well, they have indoor and outdoor areas.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because a dolphin sunburn. So when I found that, I'm like, well, this is a terrible idea.
Had they been breeding too much, they'd worn themselves out and fallen asleep in the sun. Right, it's basically, they're just effing all day. And then they're like, oh, my God, I fell asleep and got sunburns.
Has there ever been an animal that you're like, we can't put that in there?
So we really carefully assess any time we're thinking about getting a new species.
Right.
And for that reason, we don't have elephants. We don't have gorillas. We actually look
There's an
at
approval
a lot
process,
of, there
too,
is.
Isn't there?
Yeah, it's
yeah
a big
there's
deal.
So much that goes into it that people probably don't realize. And it's everything from our Arizona climate to other animals that we have at Wildlife World, the space we have available, the care that's needed, the budget. Hmm. We assess all those different things. And for that reason, we don't have dolphins. We don't have elephants. We
don't ever have dolphins. Let them – they've tested it out. It's a no-go. Let's just keep them out of the desert.
Yeah, we
That's my rule.
Do really well with our sea lions. So if people want to see marine mammals, they can come out to Wildlife World, check out our sea lions. And we have a lot of successful breeding programs for the African species because our climate lends itself to
It's very similar.
Yeah.
Right. That's why Ian's here.
Most
Right.
That's why Ian moved all the way from London for this. It's the African climate.
Absolutely. I just heard her say marine.
Yeah, he heard marine. He got excited.
I was like, I mean.
He was dating a marine.
Didn't work out.
Which it's great to have marine mammals under human care as ambassadors.
That's what he
great to have marines. It's great to have marine mammals. I absolutely concur.
Under human care, 100%. Now you housed a marine for a while.
Well, not full time. It's a bit like the llama. I kind of loaned him. He'd be in my house sometimes, and then he'd go back to where he came from. So basically, you're going to get a marine deal with the llama.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, he got too comfortable laid down. We're like, we have to get out.
But his breeding program hasn't been as strong. Lately,
no, there's no breeding at Ian's.
No, I don't think there's any breeding.
I'm going to explain that to Brady. Why Ian can't breed. The breeding program in
Here
Ian's community
of
is
life.
Lacking quite a bit.
I didn't know that.
Quite a bit, actually. Yeah. Do you have any questions for her? Because she's not going to go on your show. You're not allowed to talk on it.
No, but she does listen to my show, so that's all that matters.
Mine too.
I love
it. It became a pissing contest.
Well, it always does. This whole show is like this. You didn't know this coming in.
Do you have any questions for her? Because, again.
Hey, you know, are tortoises legal here? Because this is right. No,
well,
this
came out of nowhere.
Because I was thinking with the llama. Here's another story about what it was like when I was growing up, right? Yeah. One day, bit like this. This is the English version. So in America, because it's the greatest country on earth, right? Lovely lady from the, what's your place called?
Wildlife World.
From the Wildlife World.
Zoo, aquarium, and safari park.
Comes in with a llama, right?
Yeah.
When I was at school, someone brought in some tortoises.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, I want a tortoise. This will be like, I want a tortoise as a pet. Yeah. It's a good thing. And my dad was like, can't have tortoise. We do goldfish that you get from the fair and nothing else. Right. There's no way we're going to give you a tortoise. And I was like, tortoise, it sleeps for half the year. It moves at 2 miles an hour. You feed it lettuce. What's the worst that can happen? And about a week after I said I wanted that, and I was like 5 or 6, I had my heart set on this. They then decided it was illegal for people in the UK to own tortoises.
Your dad went to work.
And my dad was like, see, I told you, it's inappropriate.
Right? Is it legal here?
I think
it's
legal
here.
Yeah.
Okay, so it depends on which state, but if you're going to get a desert tortoise, which is a native species, you have to adopt it through Game and Fish. Now, you can get other tortoise species as a pet, and they're legal, but I definitely have to throw in this disclaimer. The African spurred tortoise is one of those tortoises people see in the pet shop, and they get them because they're so adorable. They're like a golf ball size.
They're cute.
Super cute. And they're like little baby
shells, so colorful.
Yeah.
So gorgeous. But people get them when they're itty bitty, and those tortoises can live for over 100 years. They grow over 300 pounds.
Wow.
They can dig 25-foot burrows under your house or under the foundation of your house.
And also, people that have them, they can gift
the tip
one
over,
to our
or they can fly.
You're not allowed to sell.
Wait, Jolene's doing charades.
If you have the like a soul.
If you go through, if you get the desert tortoise,
the desert tortoise.
Yeah. You have to handle all that through Game and Fish.
Yeah.
And then the problem too, if you're getting another species, especially one that's going to burrow under the yard and then go out into the wild, they can become an invasive species because they're from a climate so similar to our own.
Now, Jolene was going over, I believe she was telling us that they can also fly.
They grow wings.
I think that was the charades. What were you trying to tell her? They tip over? They what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've got to get out of here. Get away.
Oh, yeah, I have a flight.
What's the matter with you? Oh, you have to fly.
Yeah, I have to
go pick up
Utabanga.
In Alabama, for what's there?
A Zoological Association of America conference.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are you speaking or just listening?
Yeah, so the owner
is it just for Jewish people?
Presenting.
They'd like some Utabanga stories.
Tell them about Utabanga.
Yeah, in Alabama.
Tell them all about Utabanga, and they'll be like, that never happened. And they'll look like, oh, my God, we're beasts.
So the conclusion to this was my dad was kind of right. Damn.
Yeah, sort of.
It was a bad idea.
No, was a responsible pet owner.
No, he was
John
just
killed his turtle.
My turtle turned over. I found him.
Horrible turtle owner.
Yeah.
What, it committed suicide?
It did. I had him in a little thing and he fell off. And
should have been watching.
The yard guys put him back and he was dead.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It was brutal.
But the soup was amazing. The tomato soup.
I got a hat out of it.
Yeah.
No one can hurt me when I'm mountain biking.
There were some people selling turtles on Thomas. Like,
she's got a flight.
Okay.
Knock it off.
Yeah. Right. So I better get
thank you, Christy. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
You guys are amazing.
Hey. Try. Thank you. See you.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Now, leave that llama. I'll get it over to you in a heartbeat. I love that thing. I want
yeah,
that
so you're going to take it home.
Yeah.
Superman 3.
Superman 3.
It could be
right
like, do you remember Manimal when he had all the exotic animals and he could transform himself into them? Which, by the way,
Manimal,
circa early 80s looked terrible, but is destined for a remake now because they've got the tech to do
the
it.
Tech.
But he had, I'm sure he had a llama and a bunch of other stuff because he could transform into a Hulk and think, right? You know everything with me goes back to 80s.
You're recounting Manimal for
I'm
us
just,
all.
I walked in and I'm like, there's a llama in the, bye.
She's carrying the
she's
llama.
Carrying that llama.
There's a llama in the studio.
That is cool.
I'm head over heels in love.
Why doesn't the llama walk?
It doesn't have to. It's been carried.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
I'm just curious.
Like if
it's
if,
the queen of the zoo.
Are the legs okay on the
it's
llama?
Fine. He's been walking around the whole time. He got all comfortably right. Laid down.
Yeah. I mean, we have an elevator. She could walk him to the elevator.
And I sat down on the thing for a second, and Christy picked me up and moved me back to the chair. I'm like, she's very attentive.
It's what they do.
Yeah, it's what, that's what those zoo people
it's
do.
It's what those zoo people do.
The
it's
zoo Jews are very big on that.
Yeah,
the zoo
absolutely.
Jews will carry
comfort
you.
First. Comfort first. Yeah,
comfort first. That's
comfort
right.
First. It's what it is. The combination of just like gay and Jew is like, oh, darling, we like to be carried everywhere.
Yeah. Well, they're just hauling each other.
Oh,
around.
Absolutely. All
man, that
over.
Thing was cool, man. That llama was neat. Yeah, and you so don't have an unreasonable fear of llamas like you do dogs. Why?
I don't know. He was kind of.
He did seem skittish,
cowering.
But
over here.
I've seen him with puppies, and he won't even.
Oh
come
no,
in
I
the
won't
room.
Even go.
Were you
yeah.
A little nervous?
So
the
it's
llama? No.
What, sorry?
Yeah, you were. Were you a little nervous around the llama?
Yeah, because I don't know. But not like yeah. Not like if it was a dog, I wouldn't have wanted to come in.
Right.
So, and I was interested, like, because I don't know how, you know, so the phobia has always been a phobia, but you know, like, in recent years, I've developed an allergy to animals as well.
No, that's irrational. That's
no,
psychosomatic. That's
yeah,
not
you're full
you've
crap.
Talked yourself into it.
Yeah.
Because you've been to my house, and I've got cats and dogs.
Yeah, but your
you
house is
sneak.
Very clean.
Okay, but still, if you had an
it's
allergy.
An army of Mexican cleaners there. They're looking after everything, and therefore it is spotless.
What happens
true?
To you?
Spotless.
What happens to you with these allergies? What happened?
Yeah,
I'll be like
allergic
sneezing
reaction.
And my eyes rub. No, I think it's. I'm not making it up. I don't. I've.
Yeah, it's garbage.
I think so too.
No,
my daughter can't touch cats. Show her face will get puffy.
Well, I've seen you.
Yeah,
puff
yeah, yeah
up.
But you've
I've
seen me puff
seen that too.
Yeah, that's just your everyday look.
No, no, you
no,
should
no,
see.
No,
Eric.
No.
Well, Dale brought it up.
No,
he gets
pudgy.
Puffier and puffier.
You should have seen the allergy face on this thing.
Yeah.
I opened the door and like, and I just left. I'm like, that somebody's eating Ian
yeah.
From the inside out. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was not.
No,
pretty.
I don't
so you
no,
may
I
have something, but I think it's psychosomatic.
Dustin had a theory that because I've avoided dogs for so yeah, long, that's caused
it.
The allergy because I have no tolerance of them.
Yeah,
I don't know why I'd make it up, Eric, when I'm just completely open about the fact that my fear is irrational.
Did you touch the llama?
No, I didn't want to touch the llama.
Why not?
He's scared of everything.
You are a little afraid of animals.
Yeah, a little bit.
I get it.
But dogs specifically.
Huh. Oh, I know. Well, you got bit by one. You never bit by a llama.
No.
Can't trust a guy that's afraid of animals.
Well,
like anyone
maybe
listening now would trust you
yeah,
with
yeah.
Anything.
Well,
good
he's
God.
A Hillary fan. It's, he likes animals. He likes
fan.
Animals. It drives him nuts.
John's
just saying
such
it. It's
liar.
So much fun.
Oh,
all right, we're gonna get.
Fingers crossed. He's gonna run in 2020.
Please,
yeah,
please,
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 please.
We're all thinking
about it.
Yeah, thinking
about it. Yeah. You got your fingers crossed. You got some. Are you, are you getting out? Are you getting out the?
She's not running.
Are you getting out the Hillary merchandise?
Your Trump
been,
supporters are just
he's
so hell bent on.
Oh, have you seen? Have you seen the MAGA Christmas collection? It's awesome.
I gotta get
I was
on
looking
that.
At it online yesterday. Oh my!
Oh, that's
it's
good.
So good.
All right, and you've been dictated like you've got a video. Did you do your video? I thought I saw you.
Goodbye video, hopefully. Video.
No, it's
no,
a,
not yet.
I was supposed to film videos for your station. I couldn't do something yesterday because you were supposed to do
No. I went to, I'm supposed to do a video for AltayZ. Mo is like, right. Needs to be done today.
Yeah, you're getting yelled at by Mo.
She said to
She's
me,
a boss
well,
now.
She used the words, it's due today. I thought, yeah. I haven't heard that since a birth or I was at school.
You're getting yelled at, and I couldn't do something yesterday because you were supposed to do the video.
No. So I went down to Dom, who does all the videos, and I said, I got to do this video, and this is the, and Dom went, I'll wait till Friday.
Oh, okay, because then I had to cancel something yesterday.
Wait, it wasn't my fault.
I know, but they told me it was yours. We'll get to that in a little bit. We got the entertainment drill coming up in just moments. Afraid of llamas. That's something we've got to conquer.
Well, no, I think I can deal. Well, yeah, I can deal with that. I'd rather go to your house and interact with the llama than the 62 dogs.
Man, that's
well, next time you can see how you are with a sea lion.
We'll so you're going to bring one of those in?
Yeah.
We're going to need a little baby pool.
Yeah, I was going to say, how are you going to do that?
Either way. The entertainment drill is coming up in just moments. It's 98 KUPD.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
KUPD.
Ian's still here. Ian Camfield in the morning, the number one morning show. That doesn't exist
Phoenix.
All of America.
Thanks.
Phoenix Magazine's
provided a great service for me there.
Check this. Speaking of great service, we'll get into two things. I'm going to start with this. We'll get into this letter in a second. You guys be nice, listeners. Knock it off. Taking a look at all that social media and stuff. And Christy Morcombe is already a little nervous about her name. You be nice to her. She was a nice guest. People are being very kind on the emails saying, my God, she's funnier than some of the comedians. The bush diving blue diker was a classic story. We'll never forget. Great stuff. But you guys stop it with your comments. You're going to spook her.
Bunch of assholes.
You're
going to
spook her.
Media.
Yes, she's pretty. You're going
to
spook her.
She's already had to go to Alabama today. Yeah, cut some slack. Exactly.
Well, maybe she should read it in prep. Because Bama's going to be rough. Yes, we get it. There was a pretty girl in the room. Everybody act normal, all right? No comments. We don't need to hear from, well,
it was
be
funny
nice.
Listening as I was driving back. Like, you and Brady was like, trying to top her or something. Yeah. I don't know what was going
on. Excuse me?
On
he
there.
Wants to be the animal. Like,
yeah, I was trying to.
Or you're trying to get in.
I was surprised when she announced that she was Jewish, that you didn't announce that you also are mutated Jew.
I did, but you didn't hear it.
Oh, I didn't hear
you're
that.
You're busy.
No. I was probably petting the
He said it in the language that only people with the
did
Jewish
you say
mutations can hear.
I did an ancient form of Yiddish.
Was it? Oh, you tried to give it to her through brain power?
Yeah, to see if she
you need
was.
The
transmissions?
You need the mutation to hear
got
it. You've
got
to be in the club.
It was cool. It was like a little competition between you and Brady. He was trying to relate and tell stories.
I was just trying to ask her
I like to try to relate.
Doing some name dropping.
Rather than hating.
You don't have to be an asshole about it.
There you go.
I was just an observation on the way back,
you've had
Brady.
A tough day. I understand
Look,
it.
All
I had a tough day. What
I was
about?
Trying to do was interview a guest and make them feel at home. I didn't recognize
Brady was trying to have sex with her.
Is that right? Did you hear that?
You should have seen him when she first came into the building and was getting a tour
ago.
Of my studio, right? The door was open. He saw that she was in there, came in, and basically, he didn't use these words, but he more or less should have gone, he's a gay, come with me. Like, I was like, I'm talking to her, and he literally led her away, and the next thing I know, I said, hang on, I've got to do a break. Like, yeah. I've got to talk for, I think I said, I only talk for 10 seconds, stay right there.
See, a precedent has been set.
I talk for 10 seconds, I turn around, literally, he's leading her down the corridor.
Yeah,
she's gone.
He took her away.
And my version of that story is as I introduced myself, I left Ian's studio, and she followed me.
Yeah.
In your head.
I just like the placement of the Jack Hanna stuff. Yeah. It was nice.
I didn't hear anything. I was trying to run a room with a llama in it and a bunch of people. I've got a lot going on, so I didn't notice that Brady was putting the hard press on Christy.
Well, you had
Christy, if she's listening, I'm
you
sorry.
Had to
listen
prove,
back. Listen
right.
back.
You had to prove that you would be a responsible llama owner because you want to take the llama home.
I wanted the llama.
Yeah.
I may have been hitting on the llama a little hard. I'll say that I may have Brady'd that llama a little. Hashtag Brady.
It was adorable, Brady. I'm
it
not
was.
Trying to
you were being,
out.
You heard flirtatious Brady.
A little bit.
I did not. I
wasn't
paying enough
attention.
I know you didn't notice.
I didn't notice. I was trying to get around it.
Brady didn't even notice.
I'm just naturally that way. Brady was...
I was smooth.
Was it smooth?
Not really. It was like it was like running into a brick wall.
Yeah, from what
you
I
could tell, what was going
from
on.
From what I remember, when he like broke into my studio, it was kind of like he wouldn't shut up because within 2 minutes he was telling her a story about a zoo in Scotland.
Yeah,
like she cares about that.
Yeah, she's got one
she
zoo.
Does
again in your head?
Yeah.
You know what it reminded me of? It was like an ice cream truck is driving down, and little Brady's running up there getting all excited. Oh, ice cream! Oh, ice cream!
It was very. That's
kind of what I felt.
I told him earlier this morning we're going to have the zoo lady in. Calm down.
Yeah, think about it. You got the animal.
I knew that the animal would excite you.
Good-looking lady.
I didn't realize you were going to go after Christy so
severely. I didn't realize I was that excited.
I didn't realize you were that aggressive.
By the way, I've just noticed during this whole thing.
It's amazing.
I didn't hear it.
What I hear is jealousy. That's all I hear.
Oh, okay.
That you're not hitting on Eric?
You couldn't be part of it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
How is he jealous?
Yeah, he just wasn't, didn't bond with the llama or anything like that or...
No. You're reaching, dude. You're really reaching.
That was a bit of a weak argument.
What we're learning here is Brady definitely exists in a parallel universe when it comes to Christy. Like everything is yes.
Well, that's been the case with a lot of pretty women, though. Is that Brady kind of acts like he doesn't?
You've got a combo in here. I love animals.
Oh, I know. That's I knew you were going to be excited.
Is Christy a pretty woman? But I did not think. I thought I was pretty well contained. I wasn't.
Oh, you kept it in.
I could hear your boner.
Yeah, nothing pops out.
I don't think there's ever been a,
Remember Jennifer Tilly?
I do remember that.
Did something pop out then?
if you can imagine, Ian, in this room, Jennifer Tilly looked at me and goes, "He's creepy." To Brady, and I'm like, I normally get that. But I got to go with you on this one.
Hey, you want to see my penis? It grows. It's creepy. I don't like being
She didn't like that line that I used.
No. See,
I didn't do the impression of her for her, did I? I don't remember that. That would have been extra
so
creepy.
Long ago.
But even if I did, Brady still creeped her out and I did.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to talk to you as you the whole time. Your friend is creepy.
I know. He's being a little off. Anyway. I got also on the Facebook videos that were up with the llama, and everybody loved that llama. I'm getting tons of emails, and you're being nice, but calm it down a little bit. Guys, act like you've been there.
Yeah.
Phil says, whoever's filming the Facebook Live video obviously has cerebral palsy or Down syndrome. I feel like we've combined the Blair Witch with the Peanut Butter Falcon. What's going
Toledo.
On?
There?
Was it Toledo?
It's a little wobbly.
Is it a mess? Okay. Yeah. I didn't obviously get to see that either. So
he's got one hand on the phone.
Yeah. I love that. All right.
Well, great. See, this
oh,
is
my God.
Yeah, I didn't is, finish
maybe
anything.
Eric was
what
right.
Saying?
I did.
He was directing the llama. He did come. He picked up the llama, too, over here because it was on the
We
board.
We need to do a kind of click your fingers, Brady. You're back in the room. Back to reality.
I do now, kind of because of the thing when she said, well, we were mating the sea lions. Horny! Maybe you were talking about yourself.
Wow.
Because everybody's talking about, what? Anyway, what the hell?
Horny!
Right. Next time she's going to bring a predatory cat in for protection.
Now, what I thought.
I'll give you homework. Listen to it.
All right.
I'll
do
tomorrow.
Because now that I'm thinking about that horny thing, maybe it wasn't for the sea lions.
Christy's talking. I got to say it. Horny! Sorry. Popped out.
Well, I didn't notice the extreme flirtation.
Just a little giddy. That's all, Brady. It's all right.
Oh, I understand.
Don't get mad at
me. I understand.
Yeah.
Just reporting back.
Running off the ice cream.
I hope it wasn't overly giddy for you.
No, it's an adorable verse. Don't get mad.
No, I just...
He's saying you were being charming and cute.
It's okay, though.
Yeah, you can flirt.
Thank you. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
You were flirting with a lady.
I appreciate that.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't pick it up.
Why don't you just accept it?
Because I wasn't flirting.
Okay.
Oh, no, come on. Everybody flirts. Pretty lady, you turn it on a little bit.
I was flirting with a llama.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
Like, that's better? Flirting with the llama?
Even Ian was flirting a little bit.
Yeah.
Come on. She's fun.
She is fun.
Eric's analogy of running after the ice cream truck is right. If it was an ice cream truck that also sold
llamas.
Huge amounts of meat and some of those beer cans that he collects and something
speaking
to do...
Speaking of, I got to take him down.
Morning!
listen
and someone
to
said God is in there.
Yeah, God's inside there selling llamas and ice cream.
Yeah.
Wrong. Oh, my head hurts,
listen to this. Now, we did the KUP deployment Monday morning.
Yeah.
Stuffed them in the mail trucks. Got that. Real email. Dear KUPD, my platoon just received care packages from you guys and would like to send a thank you from everyone. Gave us a bit of happiness from home and made our time here so much better. I received a letter from an elementary school student, and if it's possible, I'd like to get that school's information and send her class unit patches and a bunch of stuff as a thank you. I'm sure you don't have the information of her school. We sure do. But I'd like to verify with you and see if this thing's accurate. Keep on doing what you're doing. Appreciate you guys supporting us. It means a ton. You have no idea. SPC Alexander. First name Matt. How quick was that?
Jeez.
We did it Monday. We mailed those Monday afternoon.
Where was he stationed?
Peoria, Arizona. Yeah, okay. Unbelievable.
Now that makes sense.
No, do we know where he's stationed?
We'll find out. There's no way.
No, it's overseas. Everything, the list that they gave us was not in the States. And this was last year. It took about 5 days. But this is 2 days.
See, that's American efficiency, everybody.
That's exactly right.
That was the U.S. Postal Service.
What's your postal service called?
Crap.
Is that what they call it? CRAP?
Yeah.
This is from...
Fake letter.
I'm not going to read that. His email is vulgar. The word chowder's in it.
Well, he got a package.
Well, no. You can still have a vulgar email and still get care.
But. Do we have a location? I'm just curious. That is crazy fast.
That's fast. But to get the letter and all that stuff, nice job. And not to be like jokey weird, that was a sincere thank you. But how fast is that?
Planes were standing by, I guess.
Yes. KUP deployment, thank you very much. And you get it to that military stuff, boom.
Hawaii, maybe?
No, it's overseas.
Well, that's overseas.
No, it's not. That's in the United States.
That's out of AC.
So is.
That's like saying you flew over the river in Tempe. That's over water.
Technically, then so is Miami from here because I have to go over the Gulf.
That's true.
But it's not true. No, they're stationed in foreign lands, which is crazy. That's amazing. So, well, there you go. All your work, guys, paid off right there. That's pretty sweet.
Caribbean?
Well, yeah. Well, come on. That's the answer I got?
I can confirm it was overseas.
We're looking for an actual country.
Yeah. Where's the hot chick and the monkey? I'm done with you guys. I'm going to go clean up cages. It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. I love it there. The House of Brews. I'm up there in Phoenix yesterday. We had a hell of a day. It was awesome. Doing power kicks into the bag and into the guy holding it. Oh, man, it was just unbelievable. My whole core is in a different state of mind today, and it's the best workout I've had in the longest time. And that's saying it's the best workout I've had since the 2 weeks ago when I had this another unbelievable workout there. And you can get it right now. They have a special just for KUPD listeners, and you guys have responded in a big way. So these are going very fast. There's a limited supply. If you go to reactdefense.com, they'll give you 2 months unlimited training. And that includes everything that they do, unbelievable amount of training. And you can go anytime you want, $169 for 2 months of unlimited training. And I guarantee you, you go there and you take this seriously, you're going to be hooked. It's a new way to work out. It's life-saving stuff once you get into the self-defense and you get into the gun retention and all the things. And you realize you've been looking at the world a little differently. It changes your perspective on everything. While you're getting in shape, you learn stuff that could save your life or someone you care about. And I've been doing it for about a year now. And it's mind-blowing. Kevin Ray, Suns announcer, he did it because I've been talking about it, and I got to wrestle around with him on Friday night, and he's addicted to it. Once you get in there, you're like, man, I've been wasting my time doing anything else. The special is unbelievable. Look at it, reactdefense.com, and head on out there. I go to the House of Brews up in Phoenix, which is just absolutely bar none, the greatest thing I've ever done as far as an athletic workout. No second there. Tony's running Glendale. He's out there. And, of course, Michael's out in Chandler. We got you surrounded, reactdefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
We talked about a little bit earlier this morning that Disney Plus had over 10 million people sign up in one day.
Unreal.
They're projecting they'll have 60 to 90 million subscribers worldwide by 2024.
They'll have more than that.
It all depends unless there's another service or
It's Disney. They own too much. And Star Wars, the Pixar movies, they own too much.
They'll probably buy more.
Yeah, they own our history. And along the way, they're going to turn into Google of streaming because it's like, oh, this is big. We'll take it.
Yeah. Will they do other streaming services out of business? Because I feel like Disney can dominate, but we've already got too many streaming things now.
Well, we're getting into that point where I've got too many passwords to turn my TV on.
Yeah.
But
I was trying to figure out why do they have The Simpsons?
I don't know when they bought that. I don't know.
Because The Simpsons is at Universal Studios.
Yeah. They're all
like when you go to Universal Studios. They still have Marvel stuff at Universal Studios, which is kind of strange.
Maybe it was some sort of a bleed-out thing where you can't just cork it in one day. You give them a couple of years to kind of get rid of all their stuff. I don't know. I don't know why they have Simpsons either, but I'm glad they do.
They have every episode of Simpsons except one.
Michael Jackson.
Stark Raving Dad. That's the one that, yep.
Michael Jackson's it's a big, fat white man who thinks he's Michael Jackson in an insane asylum, and Homer gets put in there, and they're roommates, and he realizes it might be Michael.
Oh, a Hulu going to buy that? Because this guy could save Hulu. We're going to get the one Simpsons episode you can't get anywhere else that could save
Too
us.
Too hot for Disney.
They probably won't because it came down from the Simpsons creators. They felt uncomfortable with the episode in light of the accusations in that movie.
Yeah. Well, watching it now, it's an uncomfortable episode. In fact, it's one of the Simpsons episodes I didn't really ever like anyway. in the earlier years when they were great. That one came along. It was just weird. But it wasn't because Michael was raping people yet. We knew, but we weren't admitting it. Now we know. And I'm sure it would make it even stranger. But even then, it was kind of an odd one.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are spending Christmas with Meghan's mother instead of the royal family.
No kidding.
There's no feud.
There's no, boy, that would be a fun family feud,
though. Palace says they have the Windsors support versus of Her Majesty, Markles. The Queen.
This family over here, he's got the Windsors. Let's have at it.
Hello, loyal subjects. How are you?
Queen Mum said, go ahead.
She's dead. The She's Queen said, go ahead. Not the Queen Mum. The Queen Mum's dead.
The Queen Mum's gone. Sorry. The Queen, yeah.
The Queen said,
What's
yeah,
the
go
Queen
ahead.
Mum?
Imagine they get a psychic in. Are they into that stuff as well? They're like, contact the Queen Mum and see if she says it's okay that I spend Christmas with the in-laws.
One of ours married a darkie.
That's what the Queen Mum would say.
You know the Queen Mum, they would never, ever, ever, ever let her talk. So if you think some of the other royals that are currently alive behave inappropriately, if you see any footage of the Queen Mum for the last 20, 30 years of her life,
wouldn't say
a thing. And it was either because she was so inappropriate, because she used to get drunk all the time. She was constantly wasted and betting on horses, right? That's a known fact.
Wow.
Yeah? So it was either because she was so drunk and inappropriate, she's going to say something terrible. Or maybe she just talked like this. Like she came from so far back in the day, like Mary Poppins, and they're like, oh, Jesus, we can't let you talk.
What was her name?
Oh, I don't know.
Have you watched
Haven't
the
I given
Queen?
You enough information about the Queen Mum?
Yeah.
Have you watched The Queen on Netflix, the show? With
is Helen Mirren?
Foy and
no, what's no, the Helen Mirren
the
one?
That's the movie.
Oh,
yeah,
I
this
saw
is
that.
A series.
No, I don't know.
The Queen Mum's in that.
No,
is she? No, that's a portrayal. I like.
She was talking.
The beer swilling horse race.
No,
party.
She was a sherry, I think.
She liked
but
the sherry,
but drinking the sherry like it was beer. Give me a pint of sherry.
But the Queen's sister was a drunk too.
They've all got that. Yeah, but allowed to talk occasionally. I tell you, the Queen Mum, for the last 30 years of her life, they're like, just let her wave. Don't let her open her mouth. Maybe it was like, oh my God, can you smell the booze?
I'll do it, but I won't wave till then. It's not happening.
Right, literally.
All right, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, I love the idea that she was cockney as can be in her tone of voice.
I like it. You're my brother. I like you, but I won't wave.
You know what? I think, like, she speaks like Adele talks and she's drunk all the time and just couldn't tone it down with the racial slurs. That's my that's my contribution to the new The Royal Show on Disney Plus. That'd be
Ian, you'd be nice to them royals.
Oh, hang on, my dad's on the phone.
It's Colin, your dad, you'd be nice to them royals. They gave you everything, you know.
Did they?
Yes.
Is this the bit where you say, you know, they could still send you to the tower
That's
secretly?
Right. You know that, boy.
Yeah, because you told me that.
Flowing gold locks. You'd be like that little girl gets that prince that climbs up to him.
Yeah.
Gives him the what for, and then you're married.
Right.
Finally. What was her name?
Goldilocks?
That's
no,
right.
no. That was the bears.
That's right. There's Rapunzel.
Rapunzel, that's
you're
the one.
You're my little Rapunzel, and the queen sends you to the tower, young man.
Your hair's getting a little long.
Yeah.
The queen sending the queen to the tower, ain't that a bit?
Thanks, Dad. Always a valuable contribution.
He's always listening in.
Yeah, I know. And he's got a hotline to the show.
Yeah,
anytime he
button.
Wants to contribute.
He's
very impressive. He just likes to remind me that everything he told me when I was a kid was true. I guarantee he still believes, oh, they could send you to the tower, you know.
Yeah.
They've got special powers.
Horny!
Oops, sorry. Oh. I got to isolate that. We got to find out when Brady just shouted horny, because that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Now
I've been
funny.
A little giddy.
Then I was like, huh? But now it's hilarious.
Brady's horny Tourette's.
Yeah.
Boner! Yeah. Play with a boner!
Brady, stop. The pretty lady's talking.
He knows.
The boner?
No, he's very aware she was talking.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. That's why he screamed horny.
Right, yeah, I know.
She sailed right through it. That's what it's like to be beautiful. Another guy just yelled horny. Anyway, like
this happens
saying.
All the time.
That guy's just driving down the road. Horny!
Yeah, yeah.
Horny!
You're Miss America!
Horny! Pee-pee! She's just like, what? I'm like, that's not unusual to you?
No, is it? No, is that not normal?
No.
I mean, even her African gray parrot cat calls her.
Yeah, her African gray parrot hits on her. It's 10-11. That's it for us. We're all done today. The troops are already emailing in, so I'll say it again. Thank you for the KUP deployment. What an amazing thing you guys pulled off. And to have it come back to us this quickly, it must mean something for him to hop on that email right away and thank us. So. Nice job, guys. Well done. Larry McFeely's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic day. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P.